Exit polls suggested about 25% of residents under age 30 voted in Tuesday's primary. To give that some context, 17% of young people voted in California's primary. Emily Kirby is a senior researcher with the Maryland-based group Circle, which studies youth voting patterns. She says it's hard to draw an apples-to-apples comparison with other states, but a couple of factors helped drive up turnout in Wisconsin. For one, the state allows same-day registration, a popular option among college students.
Another thing we think brings young people up to the polls is when candidates really court the youth vote. Just a simple ask is important, and we've seen, starting in 2004, more and more politicians really doing voter outreach to young voters.
That was especially true with Barack Obama, whose first stop in Wisconsin was before a packed house at the UW-Madison's Kohl Center Arena. Student organizers spoke before Obama did at that rally to explain how those in attendance could get involved with the campaign. Obama dominated Hillary Clinton with this age group, capturing about 70% of the under 30 vote. But University of Wisconsin political science professor Charles Franklin says Obama won big because older adults supported him too. And as a whole, they still vote in greater numbers than young people.
Obama is clearly benefiting from young people, and he's mobilizing young people. But if he were counting on young people alone for his electoral strength, he'd be losing primaries.
According to exit polls, Hillary Clinton still beat Obama soundly among voters over age 60. But Franklin says voters between age 40 and 60 also used to trend toward Clinton, and they're now supporting Obama in greater numbers. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.